Good morning, 7:48 a.m. on December the 17th. Almost Yule, almost the shortest day of the year. Oh, put this back in my pocket without changing the default screen. I think that's what I did the other day, is that I put it in my pocket with the recorder app still on the front. And so any jostles or any pokes of the front screen would have been transferred to that app this way. I don't think it would. Pretty sure it won't. So it's chilly this morning. It's 30 degrees. 18:18, first mile, not bad. Not up to my usual, but close. Close enough. I'm moving. Sub 19, which is the goal. So yeah, kids back to school this morning, wife is home again today. Elder daughter is home. She spent yesterday doing artwork. She's doing some amazing things. So I'm cold and dizzy this morning. I'm not exactly sure why I'm so dizzy. I feel kind of weak and frail today. I don't know if it's because it's so early, if it's because I actually slept in this morning. I don't usually sleep until the alarm goes off. This morning I did, and I had to wake up, roll a kid out at 6. Been to the grocery store and back already this morning. If any luck at all, I won't have to go again later. So I bought a couple Christmas presents yesterday. I hope they'll be shipped in time. I suspect that they will be. The big one is kind of problematic because I'm not sure it's going to be released in time. It was a pre-order. I'm not going to say what. I don't think the family is listening, but in case they are, I'm going to be a little bit circumspect in that regard. My, what a noisy diesel truck. Guys up on the roof this morning. There's people still putting new roofs on from the hailstorm that happened, I want to say, in September. I still get calls. I'm still getting calls from roofers. I'm still getting calls. People banging on the door. Would you like a free estimate? No. Away. So today, with any luck at all, I'll get back in the booth, get an opportunity to do a little recording today. I have to do a little audio editing too. I still haven't finished editing those last lines for PC Herring. And I still owe lines to Abby. I had to charge my Nook up yesterday. I usually shut it down hard, take it all the way down cold. But even when you do that, the battery will still slowly lose its charge over time. So I plugged it in last night. I think I have a green light on it this morning. So here I am, I'm out, I'm walking. 2 days in a row. Can I make it three? Who knows? I don't know. Weather's a bit more seasonal. I have 2 more days of school and then both kids are home. I don't know, wife has a few days left before the university shuts down. I think they shut down on Christmas Eve and then the university employees are furloughed until the new year. One of the cost-cutting measures. I'm walking and not talking. I don't know quite why. I'm feeling kind of numb and distant today. Feeling kind of wrapped. Like wrapped in cotton or something. I'm trying to think of something fun to do over the holidays. With kids grown, it's not exactly like we have to do a lot of gifty thingies. It's also the case that all of our family lives a long way away, so we're not likely to see any of them. Talk to them on the telephone. That's probably about it. And I guess part of it is a year ago, we're coming up on the anniversary of when my sister died. There's a certain reminder of mortality there. There's a certain, I don't know, jab. And I look and see Peter O'Toole, 82. So he was 21 years older than me. A lot of people, a lot of the actors who were, so three of them died over the weekend. All in their 80s. So, a reminder that I've got about 20 years left. I mean, we can hope for longer, but the reality is that it could well be shorter. In the sense that time, Monkpole, time is not simply ticking for me. It's running out. The hourglass has much more sand in the bottom than it does in the top. So yeah, it's kind of bummer thinking today, now that I think about it. It's kind of person from this side lot here because has those little solar walk light walk pathway lights, little black mushroom looking things with a solar collector on the top. They're all stuck in one garden, two or three little raised beds there beside the house, and all of the lamps are stuck in there like little mushrooms stuck in funny. So it is goose season. I haven't seen any geese today. I saw a lot of them. I saw a few earlier when I was taking the kid to school. I saw a lot of them yesterday afternoon when I was out and about. It's funny they're not. The sun is just barely coming up right now. In this morning's photo, there was just a hint of the sun peeking in from the right hand of the frame. And it's going to go a little bit further south before it reaches the point of solstice. And it'll start coming back north again, but I have to try to get out around sunrise every day from now for the next 4 or 5 days and see if I can get a solstice morning sunrise picture. That'd be kind of cool. funny sounding dove. It's almost like a crow sound. Sun is bright. And I'm walking almost right into it, so it's shining right in my eyes. So the younger daughter is bummed because of her AP history. She's going to get a chance to make up a test that she missed because of absence. And the school is being a little bit concerned about the amount of absence she's had this year, which is understandable because she's got a couple of really marginal grades, and they're both in classes that have a lot of work that in some cases she didn't do, in other cases she didn't pass in. There's some geese. A lot of geese. Flying over the pond down behind the supermarket. Think it comes this way? Well, they're coming closer. I don't know if they're gonna. Now they're circling back around toward the pond. Oh well, I thought we were gonna have geese on the audio this morning, but I guess not. Eighteen, twenty on the back half. Not up to my normal, but given how little I've walked, how much my legs are complaining about the fact that I have walked, it's probably not bad. But that 2 mile notice is also a clue. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.